Bold Magnificence, Episode 7. Welcome to the Bold Magnificence podcast. I'm your host, Nat Karotmetri, and today I want to talk to you about my Argentine tango lessons and an insight I've been reflecting on over the last couple of weeks. So yesterday, in my class, I was dancing with one of my fellow students, and we were working on a pattern that we were learning, and I led her, and she said it was juicy. And I've been thinking about this concept of juicy, because isn't that what we want our lives to be? We want it to be more juicy. And there was a time when I was learning to dance, and I'm still learning, but earlier on, where I thought that what my partner would enjoy most is how well I performed and how intricate the step was and how well I executed the step. Because I was a beginner and didn't really know the step well and could lead it well, I had a huge amount of fear. And there's this fear of wanting to get it right, wanting to make sure that I danced enough steps so that my partner wouldn't get bored. And then I worked harder and took more lessons to get it better. And all of this pressure made it not fun. I should have been enjoying dancing, but I wasn't, because I had this great fear about it. And I think that in life, we get in this place as well, where we think that what people want from us is this performance, that we're asked to perform and meet the expectations of other people. And a lot of times, we're not even sure what those expectations are. And so we keep on pushing ourselves and striving and achieving and accomplishing to try to meet those unspecified expectations, so that we can get to the juiciness in life. But we never do, because we're operating mostly from our head. We're trying to execute the step, as in the dance step or in the task at hand, and trying to get it right, that we miss out on the connection with ourselves or with our partners. So there are a couple of days of the week where I'm at my wife and I's dance studio, so ballroom, Arthur Murray studio. And every so often, she calls me into a lesson to dance with one of her guy students, and I'm the follower. And I experienced this firsthand, where sometimes the student is trying so hard to execute the step to get it right that I feel like a pinball within the step. I don't feel like I'm being danced with. I feel like I'm just being pushed around so that the step can get done. And so I wonder also how often we treat ourselves this way as we move through life. You know, how often do we focus so much on executing the step and trying to get our lives right or trying to meet these expectations that we forget about ourselves as our own partners, and that our own well-being is sacrificed in the process of trying to reach the goals in our life. What I've discovered in tango, after dancing 2.5 years now, is my most juicy moments, my most enjoyable moments dancing, are when I'm enjoying the connection with my partner, where I feel relaxed and confident in my own body, and I can connect to my partner and we're just moving on the floor without needing to do any particular steps or perform a certain way. It's those moments when I have that connection that I come away feeling energized, supercharged. I feel like it was such a special moment, even though there weren't a lot of very fancy steps. And so, bringing it back to you, through the eyes of your soul, through the eyes of the divine, you are already great. And you don't need to do anything to be greater. You are already loved. And so this is an invitation to you to relax a little bit more, to give yourself permission to enjoy what you're already doing, to enjoy the quality of connection with yourself. Because ultimately, that connection with yourself and with your soul is going to give you the juiciness you desire in life. And then, if you want to create something amazing in your life, do that. But don't forget you as your partner, as your own partner in the process. Be a good dance partner to yourself as you dance through life. So that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to the Bold Magnificent podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you again next time.